This is a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Uber signs up over 400 local drivers as ride-hailing service launches in Barbados. New copyright bill, a game-changer for Barbados's creative sector. Barbados's NCD Commission urges more physical activity after successful Sneaker Day competition. Anmar Empowerment Network is concerned about rise in STIs among students and calls for action. And the National Parents Teachers Association makes an appeal to public service vehicle operators. With the details, I am Graeme Vaughan. Ride-hailing taxi service Uber has already signed up more than 400 local taxi drivers as it officially launches its brand in Barbados. In a glitzy opening ceremony at the Hilton Hotel last night, Regional General Manager Belen Romero told Starcom Network News that the response from local drivers has been so positive that they are introducing an additional feature called Uber Hourly.
We've tailored our product and experience for Barbados. One example is that here we're only launching Uber Taxi with licensed local taxi drivers, but there are a couple of things that we've tailored for this market. For example, we're launching a product or a feature really called Hourly, which means that you can book your taxi for 1, 2, 3 or for a couple of hours. And we designed this thinking about the tourism industry in Barbados.
Ms. Romero added that the company has been listening closely to the concerns raised by Barbadians and believes the service will thrive given the needs of both locals and tourists.
So for example, you're in a cruise, you have a couple of hours to explore, you're able to book the taxi driver for the time that you need, explore the island, and it's the first country in the Caribbean where we're launching this product, and the first one in LATAM where we've designed it focused for the tourist. What's good about our brand is that many of the tourists that will come here are our users in other parts of the world. And, you know, they love, they know, and they trust Uber's brand.
Uber Regional General Manager Belen Romero. Through the creative industries and the development of strong copyright legislation, the lives of hundreds of Barbadians can be transformed. Home Affairs Minister Wilfred Abrams has made that declaration as Parliament passed the Copyright Bill 2025 last evening, pointing to the need for Barbadians to understand how intellectual property, patents, registration, and the copywriting of ideas carry value in the world of business. Mr. Abrams says government is making a significant effort to empower creatives on the island with the legislation.
Some of the definitions in there factor into this act in a way you never thought that they would. So it is a most comprehensive piece of legislation. It is important, sir, that we recognize what it is we're trying to do going forward as a country and put things in place to enhance the abilities of our creatives to own what it is that they create and also to make money from it. If you look, sir, as the way it is important that people get the recognition they deserve. If you watch a film now, watch a Marvel film, sir, and you look at the list of credits at the end, everybody who had any part to play in that film is recognized.
Minister of Home Affairs Wilfred Abrams. Meantime, opposition leader Ralph Thorne, while acknowledging the copyright bill's importance to the cultural landscape, said several artists currently hid behind copyright frameworks to justify what he deemed lyrics that carry a devastating impact on the country's youth. Mr. Thorne says there must be balance and responsibility.
A society that is now characterized by levels or domains of decadence, which may have influenced their path towards that prison. That if a child gets on a public service vehicle at the age of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and hears lyrics from a calypso, and this is whether the van turns over or not, because some of the vans turning over physically, but morally, they turning over every day. Morally! So that we're talking about copyright, the right to create, the right to monetize that creative effort, the right to have that creative effort protected by the copyright laws. And while the copyright laws may protect it, who is protecting the audience? Who is protecting the young child on the public service vehicle? Who is led to believe that social interaction is about violence and sex?
Leader of the Opposition, Ralph Thorne. The National NCD Commission of Barbados is urging the public to get more active as the region continues to grapple with high rates of non-communicable diseases. Speaking at the prize-giving ceremony for the recent National Sneaker Day competition, hosted in partnership with the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Chair of the Commission, Suleiman Bulbulia, said initiatives like these are crucial in promoting physical activity and healthier lifestyles.
We want to bring a message to the Barbadian public that we need to do a lot more in our lifestyle choices so that we can bring down the numbers of NCD incidences in our country. And when we look at the statistics, we realize that a lot of persons going to the hospital or going to polyclinics are there because of a complication related to NCD. And NCDs are something that we can deal with ourselves if we just make the right choices. And physical activity is one of those choices that we can choose to make, that we can become a lot more active. And it just takes a little shifting in our mindset to say, let's get up and make some movement. So National Sneaker Day was part of that campaign to bring awareness to Barbadians to say, let's become a little more active in our lives.
Chair of the National NCD Commission of Barbados, Suleiman Bulbulia. The competition saw 111 eligible entries across social media. Ignatius Byer Primary School copped the group award, while the City of Bridgetown Credit Union took home the prize for the most creative post, and Sagicor Life Incorporated walked away with the prize for the most liked post. A community support organization is expressing deep concern about what it says is a growing number of sexually transmitted infections among young people. Co-director of the Amar Empowerment Network, Ambrose Carter, says reports show that first-form students in some secondary schools are being affected. Mr. Carter told Starcom Network News many young people are engaging in sexual activity without understanding the health risks involved.
We are very concerned about the rise in STIs, as highlighted by Dr. the Most Honorable Corey Ford. What we are also seeing amongst first-form students in some secondary school is how little these students think about the dangers of casual sex. Sex for many of this generation has become a means to get the material things they crave. And we cannot, as families and parents, we can no longer sit around and do nothing. The silence really is deafening, and we are concerned about this. And that is why we are having on Saturday a meeting to highlight these, where parents and families can come get the accurate information.
Co-director of the Amar Empowerment Network, Ambrose Carter. The National Council of Parent Teachers Association is making an appeal to all public service vehicle operators to handle the nation's children with care. General Secretary Nicole Brathwaite says Monday's accident involving over 20 students has provided a key opportunity for all stakeholders to return to the table on a discussion about the safety of transport within the education system.
This incident is a sober reminder of the urgent need to prioritize child safety in all aspects of school transportation. As parents, educators, and national stakeholders, we must work together to ensure that every journey to and from school is secure, dignified, and accountable. We call on the relevant authorities to conduct a thorough investigation and to strengthen oversight of public transport providers. We also urge all operators to uphold the highest standards of safety, responsibility, and care when transporting our nation's children.
General Secretary of the National Council of Parent Teachers Associations, Nicole Brathwaite. The Ministry of People, Empowerment and Elder Affairs is being lauded for its role in Barbadian society and the further impact it will have when all units are amalgamated. Director of the National Disabilities Unit, Wayne Nurse, while outlining several programs to expand inclusion and wider access for the disabled community, pointed to the work being done with other vulnerable groups across the society. Mr. Nurse was speaking at the Wyndham's Hotel on the final day of the Caribbean Disability Network Conference, which saw various presentations under the theme Breaking Barriers, Advancing Inclusive Education for All Abilities. Recapping the headlines, Uber signs up over 400 local drivers as ride-hailing service launches in Barbados. New copyright bill, a game-changer for Barbados's creative sector. Barbados' NCD Commission urges more physical activity after successful Sneaker Day competition. Amar Empowerment Network concerned about rising STIs among students and calls for action. And the National Parent Teachers Association makes an appeal to public service vehicle operators. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Graeme Vaughan. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.